The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, with the oversight responsibilities of the Ministry of Health, Haruna Idrisu, has called on donor partners in the health sector to honour their commitment by releasing funds to support budgetary allocation in the sector. He said the increasing cost of health financing and dwindling donor support to the sector is not promoting healthcare delivery. Mr. Haruna said this when he opened the 2015 Annual Health Summit in Accra. He charged the National Health Insurance Authority to redefine its priorities to meet the financial needs of the scheme. Yaya Kwamwa and Yao Imrika were at the summit and have filed this report.
The Annual Health Summit brings together experts and stakeholders in the health sector to take stock of performance during the previous year, deliberate on challenges and achievements, as well as the way forward. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, said oversight responsibility for the Ministry of Health said inadequate budgetary allocation coupled with decreasing donor support poses challenges to healthcare delivery.
I trust that we will commit ourselves to the noble objective of universal health coverage anchored on primary health care, and that will recognize the contribution of our technical and development partners over the years, including how NGOs and private sector will begin to play a role. Whilst commending Dr. Robalo to know that there's been significant decline in the development partners' support to the health sector, and I think that it's only fair that I use this opportunity to call on our DPs to honor and redeem your pledge, not just to the government of Ghana, but in particular to the health sector.
Mr. Idrisu asked the NHIA to ensure that challenges facing the scheme with regards to payments are addressed.
I trust that this forum will also examine the vexed issue of financing healthcare and probably redefining what the National Health Insurance Scheme have done, undoubtedly one of the major social intervention policy decisions by government ever, to expand access to healthcare and to ensure that poor people were able to access healthcare. We are mindful of the fact that the National Health Insurance Scheme is not being adequately funded.
That was the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations with the oversight responsibilities of the Ministry of Health, Haruna Idrisu,